This is just, you know, basically an assault on our contract, and it has nothing to do with kids.
BTF President Phil Remore tells WBFO News the proposed contract would be an insult to teachers. This proposed deal calls for a 23% pay increase over the next 4 years. However, it would require teachers to contribute 20% to their health care insurance costs.
When they talk about that the teachers are going to have to pay 20% of their health care, they wind up with hardly, you know, any significant increases.
No, that's not true. The math is just not right. 20% of a health insurance contribution does not eat up a 10% raise.
Terry O'Neill serves as chief negotiator for the city school district. The proposed deal calls for a longer school day to help boost student performance. Remore disagrees, calling for smaller class sizes. O'Neill responded.
And we're not saying you can't do both. If we're trying to get smaller class sizes, I know the board has made statements about that already. Whether both can be done, I don't know. But certainly, if you can accomplish both, it'll work better.
The district has one of the shortest workdays with a number of low-performing schools. Still, Remore criticizes the contract, calling for too many new proposals, including reductions in workers' compensation and cuts to sick time.
We are asking for some increases in co-payments for office visits and co-payments for prescription drugs.
If they had to pay 20% and it's a $10,000, you know, policy, you know, you're talking about a significant amount of money out of their pocket.
Remore says the union will determine if it should file an improper practice charge for the added proposals. The only thing both sides appear to agree on at this point is getting rid of a controversial cosmetic surgery rider.
The cosmetic surgery looks like we have a common ground on. That's a good start. It's one of the, you know, bigger items that's been sort of a thorn in everybody's side for a while.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.